The Wastes of Sloth. After leaving the forest behind us, Stella and I soon found ourselves in front of a giant pile of trash. Broken bottles, empty metallic cans and a million other detritus composed the soil we were now walking on. It was extending as far as the eye could see, like a Saharan desert of garbage. Some dunes were huge and towered so high, they eclipsed the light of the sun. In the wind blasting, this damned place flew indolent plastic bags, like morbid leaves in a forest by the last days of autumn, or a jellyfish colony aimlessly sailing around, either unable or unwilling to resist the current. Everywhere in this desert, men ran around in a ceaseless expenditure of activity.
"What are they doing?"
I asked. I tried to interrogate some of them, but they simply continued their task without paying any attention to me. Looking at the doll for answers, I realized she was just as dumbfounded as I was.
"Let's just observe what they are doing and hopefully this will all make sense,"
she said. We observed men work tirelessly in the garbage. They took piles of trash and packed them together to make construction blocks out of them. Then, they started to build edifices. Soon, a city sprung from the earth right under our eyes. It was beautiful. A marvel of architecture. Skyscrapers, parks, roads, all the wonders of civilization were made in a few moments around us. "Hi everyone," said a voice behind us. We both turned back to meet our visitor, but there was very little to be seen. A cloud of dust with a vague human form was standing in front of us. What seemed to be a smile appeared on his face as he began to talk to Stella and I. "Surely you wonder about this place?" he asked us. "I have been here for a long time, maybe I can give you some answers to your questions."
"Where are we? And who are you?"
I asked. "You are in the Wastes of Sloth," answered the enigmatic figure, "and I am a humble speaker who tries very unsuccessfully to convince people to leave this hellish place."
"Well, it seems fine now,"
I said.
"The men built an amazing city out of all this trash."
Indeed, as this discussion was taking place, the men had finished to erect a marvel of architecture out of what was only moments ago a big pile of garbage. "It's not over yet, wait for it," said the dust cloud. Women started to enter the city, giggling, and watched in amazement at the beauty of it. I noticed that they were more interested by their own reflection in the glass windows than by the result of the work of men. I said nothing though, for I wanted to know what would happen next. Men started to build huge golden thrones for the women and place them on the very top of the buildings. Women sat and continued their chattering, oblivious of the men working under them.
"That doesn't seem to be very stable in terms of structural integrity,"
I said. Indeed, under the weight of the huge golden thrones, fissures appeared on the buildings and they began to crumble.
"Run!"
screamed the doll. All three of us ran for our lives while the city was falling apart. Men were being crushed left and right and the dust cloud ceaselessly commented about it, all in his monochord tone, even as society literally crumbled around us. "It's raining men," he said as men splatted on the pavement.
"Hallelujah,"
I answered. We were all covered in dust and kept our arms above our heads to protect ourselves against the rain of debris falling on us. At some point a huge metallic bar fell from the top of a building and threatened to crush me, but Stella pushed me out of the way.
"No,"
I screamed as the doll was impaled instead of me. On the top of a building next to us a huge golden throne started to slip. A man on the street put himself underneath with his arms raised up. The throne fell on him like a huge boot on an ant. The woman sat on top of it just walked away without even looking back. "Oh, what a simp," said the cloud of dust, "what a lovely simp." Eventually it all came to an end as the beautiful city returned to its original state of a huge pile of trash. I was crouched on Stella, holding her broken form.
"You saved me,"
I spoke.
"It's okay,"
answered the doll.
"I'm a construct. I can't be destroyed by physical assaults."
She proceeded to rebuild herself out of the materials around her. We hugged each other as the dust cloud continued to comment on the destruction of everything. Raising my head, I noticed that the women were simply leaving the garbage for the men to clean. They immediately began to build a new city out of it. "It will start again and again forever," said the dust cloud. "Men build civilizations to secure resources, including women. However, as life becomes easier and less dangerous, women no longer feel thankful to men. They want freedom and equality. Not by the fruit of their own work, of course, but at the expense of men, who must work and sacrifice themselves to bear the delusion. This causes the society to lose its coherence and revert to a primitive state."
"It sounds more like pride than sloth, in my opinion,"
I said. "You are wrong," answered the cloud of dust. "It is the complete absence of recognition and empathy that is the root cause of all of this. There is no greater sign of sloth than the emptiness of the soul that refused to even care for the work and sacrifice of others. Those women believe that men exist only to work and serve them. A spark of loyalty and support would be enough to save those civilizations, but they have none. I have been here for years trying to tell men to stop or change their way, for so long that my body ended up turning into dust, but I continue nevertheless.
Why do you do that?
I asked. Well, I freed myself from society which wanted to use me like a caterpillar whose silk would have been harvested to make clothes. However, today I am exploiting myself to fulfill my own goals and desires.
That's sad,
said Stella.
What you are doing is good, but you should get out of here eventually.
It's okay, just one more show. One more time. And remember, one speech a day keeps society from crumbling away. And cheers! The cloud of dust disappeared right in front of us. He was gone to find more people to warn somewhere else in this wasteland.
Let's go,
I said.
This place is very depressing. The women themselves did not put a lot of effort into this.
As we left, the sound of men building and trash falling followed us around for a long time.